This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Debbie Elliott. Today, French officials confirmed the dangerous H5N1 strain of bird flu has infected domestic fowl in eastern France. Japan suspended all French poultry imports. This Asian bird flu virus is spreading faster than expected. It's popped up in wild birds or domestic poultry in Nigeria, Egypt, and India, Italy, France, and Germany, and in other countries. Experts predict the march will continue. NPR's Richard Knox tried to find out just how worried we should be, and he filed this report.
Michael Perdue is a flu expert at the World Health Organization in Geneva. He's worried that the bird flu virus will change as it spreads, touching off a disastrous global flu pandemic in people. He says that risk is higher than it was a few months ago.
As you go into new human populations, you would have to almost logically increase your chances. If we believe this virus has the capability of becoming a pandemic virus, then the more different populations and different environments you introduce it in, the more likely it is that that might happen.
But how high is the risk, and how fast will it go up as the bird virus spreads?
If you go a scale from 1 to 10, and 1 is there's no chance of a pandemic, and 10 is the pandemic, it's difficult to say where we are in that scale. Most people would think maybe we're midway, around 4 or 5, but then the next question is how long does it take to get to number 6?
The answer is no one knows. In fact, your guess is about as good as the experts. Researchers at the Harvard School of Public Health this week provided a snapshot of how worried ordinary Americans are about a flu pandemic. Almost 60% say they are. But Robert Blendon of Harvard says most people aren't alarmed.
Though they're concerned about the ultimate spread, they don't expect that we're going to see widespread cases either in humans or in poultry, at least in the immediate future.
Fewer than one in three Americans expects to see bird flu in wild American birds in the next 12 months. Many experts would put that risk higher. When it comes to an actual pandemic, only one in seven Americans thinks it'll happen within a year. If and when a flu pandemic hits, Americans say they'll be willing to wait in line, after doctors and policemen, for the scarce antiviral drug Tamiflu. But Blendon doubts that Americans really understand what health experts know. There simply wouldn't be enough medical resources, things like hospital beds and mechanical ventilators, to help patients breathe in even a moderately severe pandemic.
For most Americans, at this stage, it's hard for them to understand, in a country so rich in medical resources, how we would not have enough in an emergency.
Just how bad things could be is beginning to sink in among some Americans. For instance, several hundred high-level business executives recently paid $1,800 apiece to attend a two-day meeting on pandemic flu in Minneapolis. An instant poll of that group revealed a gloomy outlook. Nearly 60% thought a pandemic would come in the next 2 years. 85% of these business leaders expect their employees may not show up during a pandemic. Michael Osterholm of the University of Minnesota organized the meeting. He says the outlook is dire.
If a large number of citizens don't go to work, we will guarantee the collapse of the just-in-time delivery system of so many critical services and goods here in this country.
Including hospitals, power companies, grocery stores, trucking companies. Some businesses are planning to let workers telecommute, working from home by computer, if the internet doesn't collapse under the load.
That'll only work for a limited number of industries. If you're in manufacturing retail, if you're a prison guard, if you're a healthcare worker, if you're someone who stocks grocery shelves, you can't do that by telecommuting. You can't get a computer to plow the roads.
But Osterholm's immediate worry is what happens in the coming months if the bird flu virus spreads, maybe to North America, but doesn't immediately cause human cases.
When it doesn't cause very many illnesses and even fewer deaths over the next 6 to 12 months, people say, well, this isn't so bad at all.
If people let their guard down, Osterholm says, they don't understand flu viruses. Richard Knox, NPR News.
If you still have questions about avian flu, find answers at our website, npr.org.